This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Billy Lindsay is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. One of the more memorable goals in Panthers history. Panthers broadcaster now. You hear him with Doug Plagans on the Panthers radio broadcasts. And Billy Lindsay, longtime friend of the program. And he's a beloved Florida Panther. He is. You know you're a beloved Florida Panther.
Almost in fact, extinct. Rare.
You know,
I'm back.
It's like Billy Lindsay was the voice of every Panthers fan when Plagans was calling the Stanley Cup win, and everything. We talked with you about it afterwards.
Yeah, I broke everything. Every broadcaster decorum that was ever said.
But you know what? But it was so genuine. Like, it was so genuine that Panthers fans who knew everything that you'd been through with the organization and living and dying by the Panthers, like, we all felt that when it happens. It
was rip, whatever.
Winner. Yeah, why not?
And let her go.
as seems to be Bill Zito's methodology, let it rip. Like, get everybody. So tell us your reaction. Brad Marchand comes to the Panthers. I still don't understand why Boston would send him to the Panthers, still being solid and being nice to a guy who's given them everything. But what is your initial reaction knowing that Brad Marchand now is part of the Panthers for this season, this postseason?
Holy cow. And especially if Tkachuk comes back healthy, what you can do on the ice. And the Rat Pack, we got three guys that are the best chirpers in the world with Bennett, Tkachuk, and Marchand. They got the history. We are going to be the most hated team in the league. People are going to watch us, though. They're going to pay attention to us. And if you ain't us, you're probably going to hate us. That's just kind of the way that it rolls. But Brad Marchand is a borderline Hall of Famer, one of the best all-time penalty killers, around plus 300. He developed into a fourth liner when he first started, worked his way up into the power play, became a first liner. And he's like Matthew Tkachuk. He's got a fourth line mentality that with first line skills. And those are unicorns in the NHL. They're hard to find. And Bill Zito getting it done for a second-round pick. It turns into a first round, I believe, if we get through a couple of rounds here. And Brad Marchand plays in every game. So Bill Zito, very, very aggressive. But it's round holes, round pegs into round holes. He fits our DNA, our makeup of our team. Hard to play against. Really skilled, fast, good on the forecheck, is going to hustle. And a lot of that, I believe, I'm not certain, is that you had Bennett and Reinhardt over the Four Nations with Brad Marchand. There might have been some talk in Brad Marchand's ear about Reinhardt and Bennett. Talk. Hey, you know what? We got a pretty good sweet spot down here in South Florida, even everything in the past. But the aggressiveness and what you add, it just adds more fuel, more sandpaper, and more skill to this lineup, which is extremely, extremely hard to find at the deadline.
And Billy, like, people have been telling us, and Doug's told us, and different people, like, the style of play the Panthers, like, that kind of edgy guy where Matt Tkachuk fits right in, Sam Bennett fits right in. Why is it so hard to play the Paul Maurice style of hockey?
So the style is, once you get it in over the red line, we dump it in more than any other team in the NHL, which means that we're not carrying it over the blue line looking for rush chances. And that's what Paul Maurice believes is going to be successful in the playoffs. That's what he's always believed. So once you get into that red line, you got to dump pucks. And when you're dumping pucks in all night, that means that you got to be physical. You got to be hard on the body. You got to get the puck back, one, because it's leaving your stick. So you got to go down there and engage down deep into the trenches. And then what the Panthers do extremely well, they're the best team at the NHL at screens. So they work the plays high or low to high from the wingers to the forwards, and then they just crash the net, get in front. And you're going to, anyone that tells you that it looks easy trying to get to that blue paint is wrong. You're going to pay a price. You're going to get hurt. You're going to take slashes, and you're going to take whacks. But that's where you see Tkachuk score goals. That's where you see Marchand score goals. They're willing to kind of get into those dirty areas and do that work. And then the defensive structure, the way Paul Maurice has set it up, you got to be really committed in the neutral zone to turning pucks over, going the other way. And then the same thing in our own zone. We play a hybrid man-on-man defense, which is really, really hard, aggressive, and you kind of have to be on the same page. A lot of hockey IQ that goes into that. So if you add that whole total package and what it means to play under Paul Maurice, it is extremely, extremely demanding. And you have to have players that are going to come in, not only fit into your dressing room, but are going to fit into your style.
You can speak to this, Billy, because you played in the league a long time. Is there anything about a rival coming to your team, a guy maybe you've hated, whose head you've tried to take off a number of times, you know, over the years, and now he's on your team? Is there anything where you're not able to put that aside and it becomes a difficult transition, or it's, hey, you put on our colors now and you're a brother?
Yeah, no. Whatever happens in the past doesn't care at all. It doesn't translate over. Once you became a teammate and you're trying to accomplish the same goal, you're welcomed with open arms. Even if you fought the guy five times in the past or he gave you a shot in the head, and we forget. We know it's part of the game. It's part of the rivalries. And this could have been a different story. It was all over social media. But what we did to Boston after their historic season, and we eliminated them in seven games, and then beat them last year on the run to the Stanley Cup in six games. On that very first run to the Stanley Cup, Brad Marchand has a breakaway to end the series at the end of the game with 5 seconds on the clock. If he scores and the game doesn't go into overtime, we're maybe even not even talking about this. So the dismantling of the Bruins by the Panthers the last couple of years has played a huge role of where Boston's gotten into this scenario now, where they're having a down year and they have to be sellers. If they had some playoff success in the past and kept that, Brad Marchand is probably still in Boston. That's what the playoffs mean. And Brad Marchand will be, well, even all that hatred and everything that goes into a playoff series, once you're on the same side, let's roll, baby. Let's get after it. You're on our side. Let's do it. And this is how we do it here.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And Billy, with the rest of the season, because they're going to be in the playoffs. They're one of the top scoring teams in division and conference and all that. What are you looking for more? Is it just wins or loss? Are you looking for something that you want to see where you roll into the playoffs and we have the confidence that, like you're saying, we're the defending champions. Let's go get another damn cup.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it even right before the Four Nations and coming out now. The Panthers 11-2 in their last 13 games. And it's pretty remarkable. If you look at the last 11 wins that they've had, those 11 wins, they've allowed 13 goals in those 11 wins. They have allowed one goal in the last four games. That's three shutouts the last four games. Since coming back from Four Nations, you've given up six goals in seven games. The analytics play out. They're one of the best teams at defending the slot, at protecting the middle of the ice. It's hard to get there. And this is where I was looking through my notes about 20 games into the season. They were 23rd or 24th in the NHL defensively in goals against per game. It took them until about two games ago to get into the top 10. So they've gone all the way to the 24th to now around 7th best in the NHL. And all the metrics were pointing that way. So that's what I was looking for. Now you can add anything into this lineup. It's like an orchestra watching this team play defensively. They suffocate you. It's like a boa constrictor just taking the air out of you. How do you win in the playoffs? You need timely scoring, but everyone's going to tell you that you need defense. You're going to have to play that kind of style, and you're starting to see it come to fruition for Paul Maurice and this Panther team. They are bludgeoning opponents, and they're not taking nights off. The consistency is getting much better.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.